time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, we're back once again with George Kasotis today.
Good to be here, Charlie.
Yeah, we are having a hard time getting answers today.
Yeah, but hey, those are we got prizes
here. History, yeah.
Call in. We got some prizes for you.
Yeah, we've got a smoothie. We've got Panda Express. We got Jimmy John's and rain gauges. Oh, we got everything. And now tomorrow evening, Scott is going to be broadcasting from,
the root beer stand.
Yeah.
Stewart's.
We're going to give away a root beer float during Scott Spears and my program tomorrow. But you have to register for that, and then I'll make a drawing. For a root beer float, like only Stewart's.
Oh, the best root beer floats in town,
yeah.
Or probably in the state. I mean, their root beer floats are unbelievable.
It always surprised me how when you put ice cream in
root beer,
it explodes, like it rises.
Or it foams. It foams up.
Yeah, it rises
that,
to the
that
top.
Foam is so good.
Yeah, wow. Now, you can buy Stewart's root beer at Cracker Barrel in bottles. Or you can't buy the Cracker Barrel in bottles, but the Stewart's root beer in bottles. I just drank a bottle yesterday.
It's the same thing when you're drinking ginger ale. If you have a couple of ice cubes in your glass and you pour ginger ale in there, it foams up. You can't hardly drink it because it chokes you.
Yeah.
Ginger ale.
Oh, okay.
But ginger ale is good for you.
You know, I had a case yesterday. I was eating an orange, and I ate the separation between the different cells inside an orange, and I almost choked to death. I got that membrane caught in my throat. And, I couldn't believe it. And I just sat there in my chair trying to do something, and finally I had to stick my finger in my mouth. And
You were actually eating the orange peel?
No, not the peel, but
the membrane?
You know, the inside, you know, there's all these segments.
Oh, yeah, the white, light-colored membrane.
And it was that light, the light-colored
membrane.
And it didn't dissolve when I was chewing it, and oh, my. Suddenly I realized what the Heimlich method almost had to be used.
You know, just recently there have been reports that you can actually squeeze a lemon juice that you can eat, you know. They never told you that you could eat the peel, but now they're saying that you can eat the peel.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
That's interesting because all I've ever seen what do they call it when you scrape the peel?
Oh, that skin, the lemon skin.
Yeah, right.
That's used for flavoring.
Flavoring, But now you can eat that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, lemons.
Oh, you got to chew it real good, the skin and the membrane of a lemon. But I did that years ago, Charlie.
Oh, yeah.
And look at me, at my age.
My wife just bought me a big sack of oranges at Aldi's. Oh, they're so good.
What, oranges?
Oranges, yeah. Nice big oranges, full of juice. Oh, my. Yeah.
Years ago, we went through Spain, and we were in Madrid, and we flew to what's the other big city in the West? I just lost it. But we left there on a train, or on a bus. We were on a bus, and we came down through Valencia.
Oh, yeah. Valencia oranges.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We were in a bus, and we had the window open because it was warm. And when we were getting, just entering Valencia area, oh, you could smell that orange.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Millions and millions of Valencia orange trees with oranges on them.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Did that smell good?
Now, speaking of smells, just the opposite type of odor can be smelled when you go through a town in Ohio that squeezes sugar beets that they make, you know, they spray it on the roads.
Oh, right.
They make sugar out of it. Yeah. And what's the town where you would find sugar beets?
You can win a prize if you can come in and tell us that.
I bicycled through there and had to almost hold my nose because when they squeeze them, they put the out in a pile and they rot.
You're saying they're called sugar beets?
Yeah, sugar beets, And they squeeze them and make juice out of them, and then they boil that juice down into sugar.
And that town is in Northwest Ohio?
Yeah, and there's some other...
Northwest or Northeast?
Well, it'd be Northwest. And there's something else from that town that's more famous than sugar beets. And I know you served some of it in your restaurant.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, not very often, but I'm sure you occasionally used it.
Call in and win one of these prizes.
Yeah, I've got all these prizes sitting in front of me, and all I need is a winner. Oh, my. Yes, indeed. Well, let's see. What else? Oh, the Lock Shop on 125 West Church. What was the name of that? Do you know? On West Church. That would be just west of the bank. Now, oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, is the town you're looking for on the sugar beets Findlay?
No, it wasn't Findlay, but not...
Okay, I think you got that Pioneer Sugar place up there. I thought that's probably what you were looking for.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, this town is nearby.
Okay,
all right. Yeah, that's right. Now, Findlay does have a sugar beet processor, I think. But this town, I used to bicycle through, so I know what I'm talking about. And on my bicycle, I passed through that town and the sugar beets, I don't know how many times. And, oh, what a horrible smell. Okay, so the Lock Shop on West Church. You remember that?
I know his first name.
Oh, here's... Okay, caller, go ahead.
I believe you're looking for Fremont.
Fremont is correct. Fremont, the home of sauerkraut, too.
I can't win. I just wanted to call in.
Oh, okay, fine. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Fremont. Yeah. And
I was going to say Fostoria. But Fremont, Fostoria, Findlay, they're all three right next to each other.
Oh, yeah, they are. And in Fremont, what's the name of the sauerkraut company there? Silver Fleece.
Silver Fleece,
yes,
right.
Yes, indeed. Oh, I love sauerkraut.
Oh, it's good,
it's
but
good
I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah, it kind of passes through you with ease.
I'll give you the...
Oh, here's another caller.
I'll give you the name of the Lock Shop owner's first name.
Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it'd be Homer Hall.
Homer Hall. Is that Carl?
That's Carl, yes, sir.
You remember Homer Hall. In fact, you probably were in my restaurant when Homer would come in. He came in there every day.
I don't remember that, but...
Homer.
I remember Homer very well. He was in two or three different locations over the years.
Oh, yes, he was.
Today he's on North Main, right?
How's that?
No, Homer Hall. Oh, no, Homer Hall has passed away.
Homer's long gone.
God, he's been gone for 25, 30 years. Anyway, Carl, you've got a prize to pick up. How can you come in?
I think that lumber company on North Greenwood Street was Slancer Lumber Company.
Yes, Joe Slancer, right. Yeah. He just passed away not too long ago.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, why don't you stop in and get a prize?
Well, I don't think I'm eligible. I won one here two or three weeks ago.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. I'll tell you what.
Pick it up in time. So.
If you drop in, I will give you a rain gauge. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'll save a rain gauge for
well,
you.
Well, I don't know that I have any use for a rain gauge either, Charlie.
Okay.
Thanks anyway.
Okay, Carl. All right. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Carl. Bye.
Oh, yes.
Homer Hall.
Yes.
I was going to say his name on the air. I was going to say his name is Homer. Does anybody know his last name?
Do you know that now the big competition in locks or in keys, you can go into like Menards, put your credit card in and your old key, and zip, 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 and it makes a new one right there within a few seconds. And I keep thinking, what a disappointment that must be to a locksmith to have competition like that. But a locksmith can do more.
Oh, can do
than
a
that
lot
machine.
More.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've got a couple locks from this local lock company that I've worn at different occasions, and they're brand new, and I've never used them.
Oh,
you know, the padlocks.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the padlocks.
Well, I've got a railroad padlock, a great big. Solid brass, yeah.
My son bought a house, and it had a lock on the front door, a big lock with a box on the bottom, with the box had the keys in it. You remember those days?
Oh, yeah. I've got a box full of keys at home, and I don't know where
they
go.
A lock with a box on the bottom?
Oh, I don't know, but it's full of keys, and I have no idea where they go.
Was it metal or wooden?
Metal.
This is a lock. A big lock, you know,
yeah,
with the arch and a lock. And at the bottom of the lock is a box.
Oh.
And there's a key for that box to get in to get the key to open the lock.
Oh, my.
And I've never seen one like that. I remember they made them back in the teens, you know.
You know, that would be something if you could take all your old keys in and have them identified as to what lock they would fit.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. It's terrible. I've got keys. I have no idea what. Even I traded cars a while back and didn't give them all the keys. They apparently, I don't know.
And you still have all those keys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was when they used regular keys.
Well, there was a dealership. There was a school, a dealership, car dealership in town named Keys.
Oh, Keys Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keys,
yeah.
Oh, that was here years ago.
He was the one that had a finger missing. Remember?
I remember that. Yeah.
And he bought the old Danner Buick place.
Yes, he did. Keys Oldsmobile. I remember
Keys
that.
Keys Olds,
They don't make Oldsmobiles anymore.
No, they sure don't. I remember once the Oldsmobile Company, or General Motors, had me come over to the racetrack over here at Mid-Ohio Racetrack, and had me get in one of their new models and drive it. I went 90 miles an hour around that Mid-Ohio track. And they gave me a car. I said, well, here, just keep this car for a week. Well, when I got back to the radio station, my boss said, gotta give me that car. I'm going to drive it. I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Guess what they're doing with Lincolns now?
I don't know.
No more... regular four-door cars.
Oh, really?
They're changing it. The Lincoln Company is only going to be making SUVs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're selling so many SUVs, and they're not selling.
Yeah.
They're not selling the, what do you call the regular four-door automobile?
Sedan.
A sedan. They're not making any sedans.
Wow. Have you seen all the cars out here at Ted Graham?
Oh, yeah, but they're not Lincolns and Cadillacs.
No, they're General Motors.
Yeah, the Chevys and Fords.
And Jeeps.
Jeeps.
Oh, oodles of Jeeps. And there's some Hondas, too.
Yeah, Hondas. Yeah. Hondas.
And some of the Hondas are made in Mexico.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep the Mexicans busy.
That's right. Say, habla español.
Hala la vista. Something.
Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista, yeah.
Oh, my.
See you later.
Yeah,
in other
right.
words, hasta la vista means see you later.
Yeah.
Alligator.
Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
They're Hondas, Dodge Rams, and Jeep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. that is, as far as the eye can see.
Not yeah. not in the Chevys and Fords?
Nope.
Yeah, okay. Nope. And of course, you probably wouldn't tell us what else they have stacked up sky high in there.
Oh, well, I don't think I could.
No, that's right.
You know, that one of the big things is a lot of things are kept secret.
Sure, you betcha.
You know, confidentiality,
oh, yeah.
Things moving here, yeah. there, and everything. So the only thing that's really out there that I know of are a lot of Hondas. Excuse me, a lot of Hondas, Ram yeah. trucks, and Jeeps. Yeah. All kinds of flavors of Jeeps out okay. there. Gee whiz. And my understanding is they're staging them there for distribution to dealerships.
Okay.
So
now, speaking of secrecy, Ray Seddon, when she's on with me Friday morning, will mm-hmm. talk about the most secret mission that she ever witnessed in the space shuttle.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know if time has gone by that she'll be able to tell what that mission was all about, but not even her husband could tell her, and he's an astronaut.
Oh, right. Hoot was commander on
several.
On four
yeah.
of the five missions.
They're all mentioned in her 400-some-page book.
Yeah, and he said that he could tell us, but then he'd have to kill us.
Yeah, right.
So some of that stuff might be declassified.
Yeah, Scott, did you know that Martha yeah. Dowse and George okay. Casillas were taught to dance by Marion, native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
Well, we'll be
what
back.
You didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay. We're back once again with George Casillas. Yeah. You remember those days when you danced with Marilyn Meskey?
Oh, yeah. And also Martha and I, and then I had to give Marilyn some olive oil and a box of lemons.
Oh, okay. My. Hey, now I've got another good question, George. In Morrow County, the big oil boom, of course, was in the 60s. You know all about that.
It started in 1959.
Yeah, okay.
And it ran through 64.
But, okay, that was oil. But there's something else in Morrow County in certain areas that's worth probably more than the oil was. There's something in the ground worth millions of dollars.
Wow.
And what is it?
Other than oil.
Other than oil, yeah. What would it be?
Can diamonds.
Yeah. Gold? No. Oh, if you. And a good friend of mine owned a bunch of it. And so, in fact, I was talking to a friend of his. He passed away. And I said, did so-and-so ever harvest any of his product? Oh, yes, and it's worth millions. Now, what was it?
I have no
idea.
You
can't imagine, can you?
Nope.
Yeah, okay, well, hopefully somebody will know and call me. I got all this stuff to give away. Here's another question. What was the front-wheel drive, the first car that had front-wheel drive? And we mentioned it once here.
Well, I had a 1946 Buick Roadmaster, and it had overdrive.
Yeah, this was front-wheel drive.
Is that similar to overdrive?
No, not at all. With overdrive, you could be cruising along and shift it into the next gear up, which would have been, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, no, the propulsion was the front wheels
right.
of this particular car. And the rear wheels just trailed along. So that's equal to all the cars now are front-wheel drive. Or,
sure.
Okay. But what kind of a car was the first one to have front-wheel drive? Okay, and let's see, what else can... Oh, here's another good question. Where were Silver King tractors made?
Silver King tractors.
Yeah, Silver King. The Groovers over here on Route 98 have 30-some of those Silver Kings. But where were they made? They were different, a little different, a farm tractor, and a lot of them had just one wheel in front.
You're talking about this tractor.
Yeah, yeah.
Silver King. Silver King.
Yes.
You're asking where was it made?
Yeah, where was it made, yeah. And they were so fast on the highway, too. They had a good running gear, and a lot of them had only one wheel instead of a dual wheel front. So, yeah, there's a bunch of them out at the Groovers right now. Okay. So that area is northeast of Marion, where they were made. I used to sell parts and tools to the company that made them back in the 1950s.
Well, you also ask about an airplane that was made,
the
too.
The airplane, I forgot, yeah. Okay, this airplane was sold, and English Automobiles up on North Main Street, and I can remember the English Automobiles. I can't remember the name of them, other than they were English.
Was it called an MG?
No, these were sedans, probably two-door sedans, and there was a name to them, and I can't remember the name.
The MGs that were here in America were made in England.
Yeah.
The name of that company was called Morris Garages.
Yeah, okay.
MGs.
Yeah. And there's still a lot of MGs that have been restored running. They have every year, they have a hill climb over at Mount Vernon at Kenyon College with those MGs.
Morris Garages.
Okay.
That's in England.
Yeah. But what were these? These weren't Morris Minor. Morris Minor was the first foreign car I ever rode in. Okay, so this man sold airplanes and English automobiles, and also sold all these lawnmowers you sat on back in the early times, called a turtle or something like that. And
is that a long one-story building close up by the WMRN?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Right? I remember that, but I can't remember.
Do you remember the name Glenn Walraven?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's the place.
That's the place?
Glenn sold airplanes and English Fords.
I do remember Walraven.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was...
Oh, okay, here's a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was that Wallison Motors?
What kind of rider?
Was that Wallison Motors up there on North Main?
Oh, no, it was Glenn Walraven.
Oh, Glenn Walraven.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that was a long time.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks.
And remember, the first Subaru automobile in Marion was sold on North Main Street?
Subaru. I don't remember.
Backwards, it's you're a bus. But a Subaru now is a very nice, well-built car that has a symbol of the constellation of Pleiades, which is the seven little sisters.
The constellation what?
Pleiades.
Pleiades.
P-L-E-I-D-E-S. Pleiades. And the Japanese... That's one of their favorite constellations. Now, I don't know why, but they named their car Subaru. They put that tag that shows the seven little sisters.
I'll be darned. Yeah. My wife's brother, Neil, has a Subaru, and I remember riding in it last year, and it was comfortable.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
They're a good car, yeah. And at first, when they were sold in Marion, they were a hunk of junk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, rusted out. Oh, my land. It was terrible. Then all of a sudden, bang, here comes a real well-built Subaru. But I always look at things backwards, and Subaru backwards is you're a bus. Boy. Oh, my. Glenn Walraven, though. Glenn sold anything he could get his hands on.
Oh, Glenn Walraven. Yeah. I do remember that name. Yeah. And that dealership. It was up there close to the, on the other side of the of WMRN.
Yeah, it was and next to the Red Apple restaurant.
Red Apple. Is that where the truck busted in with the elephant?
Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah, Ernie.
The Silver Kings was made in Plymouth.
Plymouth, that's right, yes.
Yep. And the front-wheel drive car was a Toronado.
Yeah, Oldsmobile Toronado.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you wasn't getting any answers, so I thought I'd call in.
Hey, that's good. That breaks the ice.
Right. All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that's Ernie Brees. Okay.
Ernie?
Brees.
Oh, hi. Thank you,
you
Ernie.
Remember, there was a Brees, Gloria Brees, was a meter maid in Marion.
Oh, I remember Gloria.
Okay. She pushed Gil Gomez in a all the way down from the radio station in the wheelchair.
Ernie did that?
No, his sister.
Sister.
Yeah, Gloria Brees.
Yeah, Gloria, I remember. She was a meter maid.
She might not have been his sister, but it was one of the Breeses.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, she pushed. Because Gil had had a problem with his eyes.
Did she have a, she always had a good tan? Did she always have a good tan?
I can't remember. I've got pictures of her. But, yeah, that was...
Gloria, that was, I think I remember her. She was, she had a nice... Oh
here we go.
Let's see if it was her.
Yes, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, wasn't the Cord automobile before the Oldsmobile for
the
four-wheel drive?
I don't know, was it? All I remember about the Cord is the exhaust coming out the sides.
Remember the Cords being front-wheel drive back in the 30s.
Really? Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, I appreciate your information, too. Okay.
Thanks, Carl. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. I didn't know that. That was before my time, a little before my time.
No, you were still... Cord was until, what, the 40s? Was the 30s.
30s, yeah. Made in Indiana, I think.
Could be.
Right. The same place the Doozy was made.
Oh, the Duesenberg.
Yeah, the Duesenberg.
I have pictures of the Duesenberg.
Boy, that's a Doozy.
That's a Doozy.
People
that's
don't say that anymore, do they?
Well, they don't remember. Oh, what do you mean? They don't even remember the Duesenberg.
Right. Man, that's a Doozy.
1932.
It wasn't?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when it came up. First. Well, I think one of the first... Duesenbergs was 1932.
Okay, but boy, I tell you, that was an expensive car then. And made like no other car, I think. That's why they called it, that's a doozy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm having no luck at all giving things away today. Well, let me see. We had Silver King at Plymouth, a Lloyd's Lock Shop on 125 West Church. And, oh, here's one. Where could you, now we know that Taylor Crafts and Piper Cubs were sold by Glenn Walraven, but what about, what flying service was there in Marion at that time?
What kind of service?
A flying service.
Flying?
Yeah. And I think that was before the Marion Airport came about. I think that was when it was out on, just off of Route 98. Because that used to be what they called a fly into the House of Ill Repute there. Gracie had people that came to her business by aircraft.
Oh, wow.
Marion was noted for that.
Yeah, I know. Didn't they used to have was that a double-wing plane at the county fair every year? And the guy would go up and fly you up for...
Oh, yeah, probably so, yeah.
Yeah, and do wing overs?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and a couple went up over there to do it, and they said, how much? And he said, $50.
Okay,
Here's another caller. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yes.
Hey, you were talking about the something the guy had on his property that was maybe more valuable than oil.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, could it be peat moss?
Peat moss is correct. Yes, yes. Hey, I'll give you a prize. What would you like? A rain gauge, a kid's meal at Panda Express, a smoothie, or a free sandwich from Jimmy John's?
How about a root beer float?
Okay, what would you like?
How about a free sandwich from Jimmy John's?
Yeah, okay. And what's your name?
My name is John Lips, LIPPS.
Okay. I'll write that down here. Jimmy John. Okay, and you can come up here and pick up your prize ticket. You know where we're at?
I'll find you guys. Okay. I was just passing through, and I caught your radio station.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But
we're right downtown on the second floor of the heart failure clinic.
Heart failure. Why would you say heart failure?
Well, that's what the title is.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Yeah, so you know where that is?
Ohio Health.
No. You know what? They have this crazy new invention of the cell phone that you put the address in and it takes you right there.
Oh, okay, so, yeah, okay.
I'll find you guys.
Yeah, very good. Okay, thanks for calling.
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of Golden Grahams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again, and what have we got here? About 13 minutes left with George Kasotis. So, George, let me see. Peat moss.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, millions of dollars
worth
of peat moss.
Worth of peat moss.
Yeah, it's down. A friend of mine owned the property where it was, and they've harvested tremendous amounts of it. But it's a leftover for like in Scotland and Ireland, these peat bogs, and who knows? Maybe in those peat bogs, they found some ancient animals, because that's where they hung
it,
out.
It derives from ancient animals.
Yeah.
That have been buried.
That's right. Yeah, and vegetation. Yeah. Okay, do we have anything else here?
But what do they use peat moss for?
Well, they use it for fish bait to keep worms in. They use it for burning in stoves for heat.
For heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for landscaping, I suppose, and this and that.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Different companies advertise that.
Right over here in Morrow County. Isn't that amazing?
Do you think places like Menards or Lowe's would have that?
You know, I really don't know. It would be interesting to type in on your phone peat moss.
Yeah.
And see where it's available.
On your smartphone. Or you could ask Siri. What?
Yeah, right. Yeah. If she doesn't know, you can say, well, you're not so darn smart. Oh, my. Let me see. Oh, the flying service. It started with an F, the letter F. What was the flying service? Now, this was back in the 50s, 60s, maybe 70s, huh? 60s
I remember
least.
A flying service, but I don't know.
Yeah.
If it started with F, I'm not sure what.
And I think they're out there off of that road that leads off well behind the old Gracie's place.
Right.
The building is still there, but they don't fly out of there anymore.
Yeah. Who remembers the flying service that started with an F? Otherwise, we've gone through quite a bit here today.
I think I remember the name, but I don't want to. I can't say it over the air because somebody would call in.
The first part of the name means they won't charge you anything. Yes.
I knew that.
Yes.
I knew that.
No kidding. Okay. Oh, 7403-8399-44. If you'd like to get in on our prizes today, all you've got to do is give me a buzz. And tomorrow, I will be on with James Anderson. James will be with me tomorrow. And then on Friday morning, starting at 10:20, I will have Seddon.
I thought you were going to say Reed Hours. You remember Reed Hours?
Yeah, his house is still there on North Main behind some brush.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Reed Hours. You remember he was our...
County auditor. Yeah. I remember seeing the sign. Yeah, so...
In fact, I have a paper that says Marion County Auditor Reed Hours on it.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, that's back, what, 40s, 50s? Yeah.
So you want to be listening Friday morning. Okay. I bet I know who this is. No? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, that would be Freeman Flying Service.
Freeman Flying Service. You're right. Yes. Sure was. Remember where it was located?
Yeah, out there in the...
send Peg in for some of these gifts, Carl. How's that? Tell Peg to come in.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be Freeman Flying Service.
She's not walking very good either.
Well, as we get older, none of us walk as good as we used to.
I ought to bring you some of these prizes, Carl.
Okay.
We'll see you later. Okay.
Bye-bye.
The time right now is 10:51. We only have a few minutes left in the program today. Let me see. What else can I ask you that you don't know? The other day, I asked about the antique car in the museum at Cedar Point. Finally got the answer to that. It was Elmore, the Elmore car that my grandfather invented the clutch for. And that was a long time ago. Made in Elmore, Ohio.
Wow.
Yeah. So, George, have you come across any food different, any different food than you haven't cooked up in a long time?
Oh, there's something every day. There's something different coming, you know, that we get in contact with, Charlie. There's
a guy on educational TV. I think it says that features cooking a meal in 15 minutes.
Oh yeah, I've done that many times.
Okay, but it's really interesting how he goes about and beautiful looking dishes. Wow. But he's got everything there to call upon, yeah. He doesn't have to run to the grocery.
There's a lady that I met in Worthington, and she's on Indianola. Now she's on North High. She has two restaurants in Indianola, and she's Greek. Her name is Portia.
Oh.
And she's a big, tall Greek girl.
Portia faces life.
Huh?
That's an old phrase, and the Portia faces life?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, her name is Portia.
Okay.
And that's the name of her restaurants, all three of them.
Oh, really?
And she's kind of different. She's really different.
There's a girl that the gal on television's married to. Her first name is Portia.
But this girl's name is Portia Yamouyannis.
Ah.
You know, like Giannis is the Greek freak, the Milwaukee Bucks, 7'3". Yeah. Guy.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever heard of him?
No.
No, the Milwaukee Bucks is they're considered the number one team in the NBA. The National.
Really?
Yeah. And Milwaukee has gone crazy with this guy named Giannis. What's his name? Kitukumbu. He was an African family that moved to Greece, and he was born in Greece. and he's 7'3", and they call him the Greek Freak.
Oh.
And that's on television all the time.
No kidding.
The NBA and well, you don't watch the National Basketball Association.
No, have you noticed, though, that we have a new football league? Now there'll be football year-round on television.
Oh, yes.
XFL.
Yeah, XFL. Yeah. I've noticed that.
We can't get enough football.
We can't get enough.
Oh, boy.
Boy, and they're really pushing this guy that was at Ohio State and won the national championship with the, what's that place down in New Orleans, near the New Orleans? They just won. Joe Burrow.
Oh.
Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, he won the college national championship.
Okay.
LSU, Louisiana State University.
Ah.
And this Joe Burrow, who was at Ohio State, and I let him go, and he ends up winning the national championship.
Wow.
Oh, wow. They're talking about him a lot in the sports industry.
Okay, and once again, on Friday, I have Ray Seddon on with me from Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Ray is from Murfreesboro?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, she'll be on the phone. She won't be here.
Oh, she'll be on the phone.
Yeah, right. They were here, and a lot of our listeners got pictures taken with she and her husband.
Okay.
And
tell me her name again.
Ray.
Ray Sutton?
Yeah, Ray Seddon. Seddon.
Didn't we have a Suttons here in Marion?
We did. Sutton and Leitner.
You worked there, didn't you?
No. I worked in Bucyrus at Clothing. But whatever happened to the Sutton people?
I don't know.
Wasn't it John Sutton?
Yeah. Yeah.
His boy?
They had Sutton and Leitners. Yeah.
What was his boy's name?
I know.
He went to Hawaii.
Yeah. I can't remember. Yeah.
I wonder who Leitner was. I never knew a Leitner.
Yeah, I knew him, but they came to my restaurant back in the days.
Yeah.
But I didn't know him personally. I just knew him as customers, you know.
Yeah, that Sutton and Leitner would have been just south of where we're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where the Army Navy.
Right. Right. Well,
what was right downstairs where Frank Brothers were? What was There was another store that came in there.
Here's a caller. Go ahead, caller.
Ray Sutton has passed away. His daughter Nancy lives in Florida. Jim Leitner lives in Hawaii. John Leitner lives in LaRue.
John Leitner. I remember John. Yeah.
John and Jim.
Where is John?
Jim was out on the floor, and John was back in the offices.
Okay.
Did you work there?
Nope, they were just very, very good friends, and I lived right next door to Ray and Jean Sutton.
Oh, okay.
I grew up with Nancy.
Was there Mrs. John Leitner that had a doll collection?
John's mother may have.
Yeah, I think it was at the corner of Bell Fountain and
right,
South
that
Main.
That was the Leitner home.
Okay, all right.
Now, did you say that John lives in LaRue?
In LaRue, uh-huh.
Wow. Well, that's interesting.
That is interesting, because I go over there. I go over there quite often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we learned something today.
There you go.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Hey, yeah.
Charlie, do I get a...
Oh, yeah.
Do I get not a prize, but my husband would like a ring gauge.
Yes.
We got one.
I got it in my hand. And what's your name? And
his name is Jeff.
Jeff, okay. And I'll put it... His name down right now, Jeff and a rain gauge. Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. George, we're doing good.
We're doing good. We got rain gauges, and we got a sandwich from Jimmy John from Mr. Lips.
Yeah.
If Mr. Lips comes in, I don't know if it was his name, John Lips or Jim Lips?
John, yeah.
Get in here, John, so we can give you your... your sandwich from Jimmy John's.
Yeah. Okay, today is the 26th day of February. Boy, it won't be long. We'll be into March in the wind. It won't be long. We'll be off the air, too. Oh, hey, I like that clock. Isn't that neat? And we're just about to the end of time.
Thank you, Charlie. It's good to be with you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm glad you came, George, and renewed some old memories.
Oh,
here.
We do that every time we're on.
Yes.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay, all right. You take a reason. Here's a ring gauge for you.
I got one.
Oh, okay. All right. Good enough. And we'll see everybody. We got about 40 seconds left in the program today. And my guest has been George Kasotis. Don't forget Friday, Ray Seddon, the astronaut, will be on. And she and her husband were both astronauts and spent a lot of time in space. She's got a lot to tell us what it's like to become an astronaut.
Oh, we learned a lot from Hoot Gibson, too, and when he was here.
Oh, yeah. He's flown more missions than his wife.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thanks, Charlie.
All right, thanks for coming in. All right, and let me see what time we got 5 seconds left. Have fun, folks. We'll see you later.